वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। भक्त्या विहीनापराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणान्। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं न मां शरणान्ति। वी आर् कमिङ्ग् अगेन् विथ् नारद। नारद इस् मीटिङ्ग् विथ् हनुमान् and Hanuman is in the last, he is telling, be very careful when you are going to Pandavas. You should not think that they are Grihastha and myself is renounce order. Pandavas are Grihastha, living with their family, wife, husband, children, so many, with kingdom and all these things. Narada is from boyhood in renounce. He never married. And he has done very severe austerities, giving up everything, his nishkincha. But Hanuman is telling, my friend Narada, you should be very careful with Pandavas. Don't think that I am in renounce order. I am in Nishkinchan Vaishnava and very near and dear to Krishna. Don't think this. Don't think that Pandavas are not Nishkinchan and they were life with their family, whole children's kingdom, so beautiful palace and everything, so many chariots, so many horses, like elephant and everything there, so many servants. We should not think like this also. We should take the teachings of Hanuman. We should not think any devotee that he is family man, that is why he is entangled with worldly things. If he is a pure devotee, there is no difference between family man and renounce order if they are dedicated themselves fully in the lotus feet of Krishna. I think Pandavas are more superior than Narada in some case. Narada will go alone in Vaikuntha, but Pandavas with their wife, children and all servants, they will go to Krishna and serve. Pandavas are Nishkinchan. What is the symptom of Nishkinchan? But who is called Nishkinchan Vaishnava?
Without any material dependency.
More explanation. Govinda Bhakat. Who is Nishkinchan? Yes, so to speak.
Who doesn't claim any material proprietorship over anything, only Krishna is his property.
Yes. More? He has given his family all wealth, reputation, everything, not a hut also to tell that this is mine. Only Krishna is mine there. Then he may be Nishkinchan Vaishnava. If he has a wristwatch, then golden, Not this much. Anything he is telling that this is mine, then only he will tell that Krishna is mine. Then he is Nishkrinchi. But anything else he has given, then he will not be Nishkinchan, and he will be not near and dear to Krishna. Because he has something, some property of his own. If we have any property, a little, a farthing even, then we are not Nishkinchan. If you have given something for evening to take, like we have collected some braids, or you will take in evening, you are not Nishkinchan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going with what name? Balabhadra Bhattacharya to Vrindavan from Puri. In the way, very dense forests were there. Very dense forests. All kinds of wild wilds, like animals, like tigers, ferocious lions, mad elephants, and all others were there, full of that. Mahaprabhu was going. Balabhadra Bhattacharya, like this, having some things of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And very, he was fearing and following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day he told that, Balabhadra Prabhu, have you anything after taking some meal? He told, yes, I have. What you have? A haritekai. Haritekai means, you know, Trifala, Indian Trifala. In Trifala, one of is Harre. A fruit like this, dry food, bitter something, but if you will take water, then it will be so sweet. So, he told that, I have a very little bit of that. Anything more? Nothing. He told that, give me. And he took it. And again, next evening, in the night, he told that, have you anything? Oh, yes, I have that. How many you have? Oh, I have so much. Oh, give it. At once, give up. Throw it all. Don't keep anything for evening. Otherwise, Krishna will not be pleased, because we are renounced order. Grihastha can have something for maintenance their family. They can have something. But those who have given up, brahmachari and sannyasi should not keep anything for them. Collect for even for evening and morning. Then you will not be Nishkinchan. In Srimad Bhagavatam it has been told. What? About Nishkinchan? Prahlad Maharaj has told. What is love? Nishkinchana? There. That if you are not taking the lotus feet, lotus dust of Nishkinchan Vaishnava and taking bath, then you are not near and dear to Krishna. But Pandavas, so much affluence, big kingdom, so much horses, elephants, chariots, well, very beautiful. One Pandavas, two wives. Arjuna has 2-3 wives, Subhadra, Draupadi, Ulupi, so many. Bhim has also 2, Draupadi and Hidimba. Yudhishthi Maharaj has also 2. All they are family men. How they are Nishkinchan? Oh, they are Nishkinchan. They are not owner of that anything. That everything is of Krishna, for the service of Krishna. They don't use to spend a single farthing for them. Always for Krishna. So they are more than Nishkinchan. They have begged these things from Krishna. Yudhishthira told that, Krishna, I want some benediction. What benediction you want? I want a very big kingdom. Beautiful son, beautiful daughters, beautiful wife, beautiful brothers, very strong brothers. Why? Krishna began to smile and told, you are not like Nishkinchan? Oh, but we are seeing that all the general persons are fearing from Krishna bhakti. That if they will do bhakti to Krishna, they will be poor, street beggar. So they don't like to serve you. They don't chant your name because they will be street beggar. So we want that. We are your bhakta. So we have so much affluence. They should see that very bona fide sons and daughters, wife, children, so big kingdom and everything, affluence there is with me. So all will see and then they will try to do bhajan of Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj has wife. No? Must be children's kingdom so much. Why? To preach bhakti, not for his own. So they are all Nishkinchan, not like us. Though we are sannyasi renounce order, but we have something that, oh, this is mine. What, this is mine? Oh, I will tell that this is mine. But I have received from anyone. Anyone has donated me. But I think that I am owner of this. I am owner of this. So there is something. Oh, this watch. I am owner of this. If anyone will tell that, oh, this watch is so good. Can you give me? No, no, I cannot give you. Then how I am Nishkinchan? I am not in Nishkinchan. But Pandavas are Nishkinchan. They can give anything you like. When they used to do Rajasuya Jagya, Aswamedha Jagya, they used to give everything. At that time they had not a single golden or silver plate or anything. Nothing. They used to give their clothes also. Only they did not give Draupadi to anyone. They cannot give. Because she is Krishna Bhakta. Otherwise they have given to anyone. But they cannot. But because she was very chaste devotee of Krishna. So we should be like this. If you want to develop your Krishna prema, you should be Nishkinchan like Pandavas. So Hanuman is telling, general person can confuse, have doubt that how they are Nishkinchan, but really they are more than. And we see that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is Sarveshwara. He is also Ansi of Ram. Ansi means?
Not he is the origin.
Not power. Origin. Avatari. So he more than, Krishna is more than Narayan, Nishingha Vaman, even Balram. Krishna is supreme. And the devotees of supreme will be supreme devotee. So Pandavas of whom devotees? They are devotees of supreme Krishna, so they are also supreme. So Hanuman is telling, so you should also try to take this teaching. Once we went to preach with our Gurudev in Assam area, in forest and wild beasts, full of that. We were about 25 brahmacharis and sannyasi and so many grihasthas. As I go anywhere, at least 50, 60 devotees should be with me. In India, so much brahmacharis, about more than 20, 25, 40, we go. Here also I am seeing that, oh, where I am going? So many devotees are with us. So preaching becomes itself. So we are there. There was a big devotees were there, and any big dharma sabha was going. Dharma sabha, you know, like this. Any brahmachari stood up to say something, and he told that we are not pacha grihastha, rotten
householder.
We are brahmachari. We are more than that. Guru Maharaj at once became angry and had to sit down. You are not qualified to speak Vaishnava Dharma. You should be expert in all these teachings of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Bhagavat and Chaitanya. And then you are qualified to tell anything. Now we see that not qualified. They don't know any teachings of Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. They don't know any established truth even. They cannot tell that what dialogue was going on between Mahaprabhu and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. What was the discussion between them? How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, cut down his arguments that Krishna has no shape, God has no shape. What was that? Their arguments. Can you tell, Maharaj?
Well, he was listening seven days without.
I want only what was the argument between them, not the.
The argument was that he said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you are.
He told that there is no shape of God. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu argued? What was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu argument there? We'll have to learn all these things. Without arguments, all these things, we cannot be bona fide and qualified devotee to preach. What we can preach? These are the things. What are the things, main thing, abstract, of the dialogue between Raya Ramananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What was? What was the main thing in Rupa Sanatana dialogue? What was the main thing? What was the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami? And why he told a creeper's instance there? Example of a creeper going to world after world, it went to Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha it crossed and went to Vrindavan. What is the meaning of that? We'll have to know all these things from a bona fide Vaishnava. If you are not knowing, preaching in nothing, after 2 days he will be family male again and he will fall down. Only book distributions, collecting money, they will not do. They will not save you. So we must know all these things, very deeply all these things. I was going to tell all these things, but I cannot do because anyone will not hear all these things very deeply. Only there are few devotees, they want to hear all these things very deeply. That is why sometimes I tell all these things. I am going in these stories, and in stories there are so many things deeply. Why Krishna gives liberation to devotees? He don't want to give Krishna Prem. Why? Why?
Because he's bound by that.
What he's telling?
He says because he will be bound by that.
This is quite a wrong thing, wrong idea. Krishna is very happy to be controlled by any devotee. He wants that anyone can control me like gopis, and he will be very happy. So this is the not practically thing. So we should try to go and serve Vaishnavas and giving him, offering everything wholehearted in the devotees' feet, who are expert in this. Also they are very expert in controlling Krishna, Rasik, Bhavuk, Tattvajna. So without this we cannot do anything. So we are doing something, but it is better than nothing. But we should think so deep. That is why so are going down, falling and there. If they have interest, a little interest in all these things, to go in Siddhanta, established truth, and to realize what is love and affection really, anyone cannot fall. They will go rapidly. So we will have to learn who are Pandavas. Who is Draupadi? Draupadi is really Lakshmi. Pandavas are an expansion of Krishna. They are associates, eternal associate. All they are transcendental, not family men like this. You will have to realize. When the cloth of Draupadi was taken by Duryodhana, she was weeping, it seems. But she was weeping for what thing? Why was she so weeping? She was doing her rehearsal or natak or novel or what she was doing? Nothing. She wanted that as I have faith on Krishna, general person has, they should have a very strong faith like me in Krishna. Have you faith? Don't have anything and we have a faith like that. Be Nishkinchan, then I will see that you have faith. Really, we have, at that time, you have no such faith like Draupadi, that Krishna will save. Yudhishthira is telling to him, oh, don't worry. Let us see what Krishna is doing. And he wanted to smash all by his club. But he told, oh, wait a little, wait a little. Arjun took his Gandiv and wanted to shoot all. But Yudhishthira, oh, wait a little, my dear brother. And he, oh, you should see it all. Draupadi was weeping. Oh, Krishna. All had, anyone has no faith upon you. So you should come. For them, if they are making naked no harm, I am not this body. I am soul. Anyone cannot make me naked. Anyone can make naked Sukadev Goswami? Can anyone? Anyone cannot make naked Sukadev Goswami. He is naked. He is telling that this cover, I was naked before, but on Atma there is a covering. This body is covering of that. And Atma cannot be naked. So we are thinking that there's, oh, there is something to hide of my body. But when you will die, then it will be given in fire. Naked. And you will be burned, that thing. So Pandavas are not like Grihastha, they are associates of Krishna. So any devotee, very chaste and qualified, he has offered everything to Krishna, he is not like general person. That devotees are rare in this world, very, very rare. Koti Swapi Mahamune. We should try to take shelter in their lotus feet. And if you are so much fortunate, then Krishna will arrange. Otherwise, never. He will cheat others. There are so many things that I can explain, but you cannot understand. When we will come to my standard, then you can realize something. So I will have to go down in your stage and to tell something. Like Swamiji came from Uttam Adhikari to Madhyam Adhikari among you, and he taught you so many things. If it was Uttamadhikari like, Sukadeva Goswami, he could have never have been in you, and he has taught, and he had done so miracle. Could not have. So it is very hard to realize Vaishnavas. Devar Shakti nahi. Even demigods cannot know that who is Uttam Bhagavat, Mahabhagavat. Even they cannot know Krishna. They used to know that he is the son of any gopi. Duryodhana used to know. So Pandavas, having everything, they are Nishkinchan Vaishnava more than Narad Maharaj. Because Narad used to go there. Narad, Vasishta, Vyas, the father of Vyas, Parashar, even they all used to go where? In Pandavas. And they thought that we are so lucky to have come here. Himself Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. Krishna is there. So all used to come to him. Narada at once went there. He told Hanuman, oh, you are my best friend. You have taught me all these things. So I will follow. And he went. When he went, all the Pandavas were in their council. And they were doing some conspiracy. What conspiracy? How we can bring Krishna here? That was not conspiracy, but they were making trick. That Krishna is tricky. Without trick, we cannot bring here. So they were thinking, we should try to make a very Ashwamedha Yajna. And we should give an invitation card to Krishna. Arjuna should go and bring. Without this, he will not come. When Krishna comes, if you are happy, then he will never come. And if you are unhappy, in any danger, then he will come. Without notice, without calling, no invitation is needed. And if you are so happy and thinking that, oh, we are happy, oh, Krishna come to share our happiness, he will never come. So we should make any danger, any sufferings, and anything that, and we will send Arjuna or Bhim that, oh, we are very, very anxious, we are dying without you, so you must come. Then Krishna will come. Kunti Ma is telling, praying to Krishna, when he became ready after battle of Mahabharata, Krishna was ready to go to Dwarka because everything has been set up. Now you are happy. I've managed your kingdom, everything. Now I must go. Draupadi told Kunti, I don't want happiness. Don't have it. I want always dukkha and dukkha, miseries and miseries. Because in miseries we will come. And when we will happy, you will never come. We know this fact. So they were thinking, how to make any what circumstance that Krishna come at once. In the meantime, they heard that Narada is coming. All they quickly went to the door. And they met Narada. And they embraced Narada. They brought him in the council. And he was seated on a very good throne. But Narada refused to take anything. They brought in a pot all kinds of arati, pushpa, chandan, water to wash the feet, everything. But he took all these things and by all these things, flowers and all these things, he began to do arati of Pandavas and their servants, himself. And singing, oh Pandava, Tumhari Jai Ho, Tumhari Jai Ho.
All glories to you.
All glories to you all. Why? Krishna is Hatari Gatadayak. anyone is not Hatharigatidayak, though they are Hatharigatidayak, Ram and others. But by killing them, they cannot give them salvation, liberation. But Krishna can give it to anyone. Those he killed, it is seen that they are killed, but actually they were not killed. They were liberated. Far, so high rank Putana was given the mother stage. She became mother. Agasur, Bakasur, they all have so much revelation. They have done nothing. Even like Mayapati, they have not done anything. Only the relation of Putana, that they were their brothers, Agasur and Bakasur. Only for this relation, they were liberated. And Putana got this Padavi, position of like mother. So, Ramchandra has given to Sugriva, Jambavant and some other persons Krishna prema. No? Very rare persons. But Krishna, he has given, you know, Gautam, his wife was Ahilya. She became like a stone. Ram touched by finger his toes and she became again woman, very beautiful woman. He was Taponishta. Severe astort is doing. Not taking anything from 1,000 years. Even he did not took air for 1,000 years. He began used to be in Samadhi. You know Vishwamitra? He was also Taponishta. Tap means austerities. Vasishta, Gyanishta. Vasishta, you know? Once Ram was there, and Vasishta came, and Vasishta wanted to glorify Ram, that you are shapeless, you are colorless, you are tasteless, you have no shape,
no quality,
you are nirgun. Ram told, how are you? You are seeing me and even you are telling that I am shapeless. I have so much qualities, I am so beautiful, I have bow and arrow, and you are telling that you have no quality. I am so much strong, so I have so much affluence, but still you told that you are nirgun, no gun at all, no quality. Why you are telling like so? I have fought with Ravan, I have killed them, and I am with Sita, so Ananda, I am Ananda Swarup, but you are telling that you have no quality? Why you are telling like so? He became in puzzle. Someone tell, I think that in world all the religions now, except Sanatana Dharmi, Vaishnavas, they don't accept the shape, quality, all kinds of opulence, they don't accept anything. They don't accept the shape of God. But there is something, everything in God. G-O-D means G, generator. If there he has no shape, how it came? If there is no seed, there will come nothing. From nothing something cannot come. There should be whole. From whole anything or something, whole thing can be taken. But if there is nothing, from nothing anything, how can come? If Krishna is nothing, God is nothing, no shape, no quality, anything, why not from this anything is created? In world without shape, without name, without quality, There cannot be anything, anything. Vastu means?
Substance.
There cannot be any substance without all these things. Without shape, anything? Oh, we can tell, water has no shape. But we see by water, it has shape. You cannot define. If you will keep it in well, then it will like well. If it is in sea, you will care. Tell it sea. If it is in any plate, it will have it plate. You cannot define. There is also taste in water. And it can accept any color or any shape or any quality, anything. In China, we see that the Huangbo River, its water color is like yellow. Why? Because their earth is yellow. In India, we see Ganges white because earth is white. In Jamuna, we see the color is black. Why black? Because the parts of that earth is like blackish. A smell will like that. So we cannot define. But still, water has its own shape, but can be turned into any shape. And it has its own taste, everything. But you cannot define. So how can you define God's shape? We see in Bible, God created man after his own image. How Bible? It is written in Bible. God created man after his own image. As he was, he created man. And then he was satisfied. He was not satisfied by creating anything else. Satayu Shamma Idam Agrasi. India, in Vedic, these things. It is also in Vedas has been written. But how he was, he appeared in this. He has shape, and with shape, he descended to this world. And from him, all came. Satayu Shamma Idam Agrasi, like this. Also in Quran, it has been written. Not only in Bible and Indian scriptures, but it is written. Illaha. Laha mane? Khalaqa. Man suratihi. Allah Khuda has shape, and with like their shape, He created man. Surata. Surat means roop, murti, a statue, or anything. He has roop. So they should cut if they are not accepting these things. They cannot take from Bible. They cannot take these lines from Quran or anywhere. In India also, Shankaracharya, monism thinking. Krishna has no shape, nothing, but he is praying. Govindam bhaja, Govindam bhaja, Govindam bhaja mudhamate. Nahi nahi rakshati dukkriti karane. Like this. He has told that Krishna has no shape, God has no shape. But actually he has shape. In Vedas, everywhere it is written. Everywhere. In all kinds of literature of our old literature. If God has no shape, then how his son came, Jisu? He told that he is the son of Jesus. Then how it can be? How a son will be if he has no shape? Krishna has so many sons and daughters. Ram has also. So they have shape. So he is telling, Krishna has given prema bhakti to Gautam, who was doing austerities. Vishwamitra also. Gautam, Vasishtha, Gyananishtha, all were gathered assembled at Kurukshetra, all kinds of persons, whose story is very different, but Krishna gave all prem, and they returned with prem. They became pure devotees there. Even Krishna gave this rare prem to, very high topic of prem, to creepers, to whom he touched, they went down with flowers and fruits and gave their everything in the lotus feet of Krishna. They became happy. Trees also like this. Even dry trees became green trees, full of leaves and everything, flowers and fruits. So Krishna is supreme. So their devotees will be also supreme. But not all devotees, according to their stage. Shankar has come, perhaps, having Chandra here. See, dekh. Krishna is so highest that his nigraha is anugraha. What meaning?
His cars also very recent.
Nigraha means cars.
Neglect.
Negligency.
Neglect is mercy.
He's also mercy. How? Putana. He neglected. But he has Krishna prema and became mother, like mother. You know, Kaliya was very dangerous. And Krishna jumped up on his horse and began to dance. And one by one, crushing all. And blood was coming. So Krishna told that you'll have to give up this and go again Ramanak. He was fearing to go because Garuda was there. Garuda would eat him. So he was not willing. Krishna told that, my footprints are on your hooves now. He will see and he will become your friend. Don't be worried. Their wives became so high class of devotees. So now he was not demon. He became very pure devotee. So this was a strange thing, wonderful thing. Even a demon became, without killing, Krishna changed also. So these are the mercies of Krishna. We have not seen all these mercies in Ram or any other expansion of Krishna. You know that Krishna has always protected Pandavas from Durvasa, from Indra, from all others, Karna, Dushasan, and from all demons. It will take so much time to explain this. How he saved from Durvasa, how from Indra, and from others. So in evening class, we'll explain something to know how very first class of devotees Pandavas are, where. But even they have some loop and holes. Pandval knows these things. And they will himself tell that there are some defect in us. Why? Because, and so humble. Trinadapi Suneshu. They want to glorify others, not to be glorified by anyone themselves. So they are telling all this. We should be very humble like this, not cheaters, that I am a very chaste and qualified devotee. My name is Narayan Maharaj. Tell me, Om Vishnu Bhad, Astotar Satri, Sri Srimad, Nitalila Pravishta, Om Vishnu Bhad. Having all the 1008 Sri Srimad. And it will make 10 or 15 lines very big. And then tell my name. I'm not a common person. I am like any best devotees in the world. There is none equal to me. Don't think like this. Very be humble. Like Pandavas, they will tell Narada that, oh, we are not a fit dust of Uddhava or Yadavas. What to tell of gopis? So Vaishnava realizes what defects are in me. And those who are not devotees, they cannot realize their defects. I know where there are some defects. In me, I know. And I repent for this, really. So many, not one, lacks and lacks defects. If I have so much affection for Braja, how can I have given up and I have come to this land? Where cows are slaughtered, where there is so much luster. I do so much effort to make devotees. When they see me, they become so energetic. And when I will go, they will give up all this. They will give up this. Because some scratch comes by to Sima. They cannot do chant Hare Krishna because that becomes some fofola kya. Sir, if I do this. And I have so much problem for doing so. So I have kept. When you will come, then I will do. So sometimes I also become nervous, upset what to do. But I see that there are so many devotees. They actually want help. They also want to serve Krishna. Like us, like in Brajavasi. So for rare devotees, we will have to come. Otherwise, we want that. We should be always in Vrindavan, in the dust of Vrindavan, in the lap of Govardhan, always taking snan in Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, and Yamuna. We don't want to leave Vrindavan for a moment. But why we came, I don't know. Who dragged me, I don't know. So there are certain loop and holes in my devotion. If you tell gopis that come on from Vrindavan, will they come? Never. There are so many devotees, they cannot leave. So there is defect. That living Vrindavan, I am here very happy, taking 3 times, 4 times Mahaprasadam, very, and sleeping whole night about more than, wow, how much, more than 16 hours. Making jolly here, there. Sometimes making Ratha Jatra, and so happy, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And thinking, now I'm best devotee. But these are defects. We cannot tell any pure devotee of Vrindavan. They cannot. They will always tell. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana
has some announcements to make to the devotees. There is now then the professor stops.
Jai Jai.